I'm Sophia.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Chloe.
And welcome to Unfiltered,
the podcast where three best friends take a deep dive into the things that shape our everyday lives, from school and work to wellness, lifestyle, and everything in between, including research and credible guest speakers.
We're here to have the conversations that don't always make it to your social feeds. The unfiltered discussions on food, pop culture, and the reality of navigating life as teenagers.
From revision techniques that actually work, to the latest in music, celebrity culture, and even whether investing as a teen is worth it. We're covering it all. Expect honest takes and expert insights.
So, whether you're looking for a new study hack, food recommendations, or just a space to unwind, we've got you.
Join us every week for real talk, real experiences, and nothing but the truth.
This is Unfiltered.
So Gigi, can you tell us a bit about your backstory and your interests?
So I'm from California and I'm big on art and fashion, and I really like music, mostly R&B. And I moved here around 7 years ago, which has been quite different to what I grew up with, but I really like it. What about you?
I have been living in England my whole life. I'm from the countryside. I really, really enjoy all the performing arts. I want to aspire that when I'm older. And also I aim to be a billionaire businesswoman. So part of the reason why I wanted to do this podcast was because I listen to podcasts like Diary of a CEO and Working Hard, Hardly Working. And I really enjoy listening to that. But I think there's a gap in the market and a difference for people who, teenagers, and I think that's a really important section of life that should be discussed. Mm-hmm. How about you, Chloe?
So I've lived in London my whole life, and I love lots of things. I love music, and I also love finding recipes and making food. So I'd love to discuss that some episodes with you guys. I'm like, subjects wise, I'm big on science and biology, but I have lots of like revision tips as well, which I'd love to talk about. Yeah. And I love making the most of out of time just to do things I love.
So Sophia, do you want to tell us a bit about your music and your acting? Because Sophia is quite
talented.
I started acting when I was really young. It was my cello teacher, actually. I used to go do cello every Sunday, and I was a drama queen, and she said, you should put her into acting. So my parents took me for ages all the way down to Bristol for an hour session, which I loved. I basically was a giraffe the whole time, like doing some physical acting, which was really, really fun. But it got a bit much for me to drive all that way back for school the next day. So I moved to GSA, which I did from 9 till 5-ish on Saturdays instead of school, which I really, really enjoyed doing dance and drama, which was really fun. I've done music my whole life. I'm now at Wellington with a music, dance and drama scholarship, which is all really fun. How about you, Chloe?
Well, not to flex or anything, but I was orphan number 3 in my Annie school play, so
that's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I think we should include that in.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not such a talented actor, and I only made it to grade 3 oboe, which I didn't pass. But I love sports. I'm big on netball and tennis. Specifically tennis. I've grown up my whole life playing tennis, but recently, because of like repetitive serving, I've got a back injury. But when I'm back in tennis, it'll be a great thing for me, and also that's how I spend my summers and everything. What do you love to do, Gigi?
I'm quite big on netball.
Me and Gigi are GAA and GS together.
Yeah, Chloe has been greatly missed in our team because she's been off for sport for a while. But yeah, that's probably my main sport. I used to play a lot of lacrosse as well, but they don't do that here, which is a shame. But yeah,
I maybe you should start a lacrosse team.
Yeah, there's been a bit of talk about that as well, because me and Sophie, our friend, have both played lacrosse before and both loved it. So we were both like, maybe we should try and get a lacrosse team started. But we've heard that there has been one before.
Has there?
Yeah. So we just think we need to get it together.
Back.
Yeah. It's a great sport. It's
I'll
fun.
Join. We'll force Chloe to join.
So obviously, at some point in this podcast, we will be talking about music. But who is everyone's favorite artist?
Can we do a top three?
Okay, you go first.
That's really difficult.
So I think, like, since I was five, my favorite artist was Taylor Swift, probably, which I feel like most people would say is quite basic, but I feel like she deserves all the recognition she gets because she's got great music, so many albums, quite different albums, mainly pop, but, like, different vibes in some of them. And then, but recently, well, not so recently, since 2019, I've been a huge fan of Billie, and she released Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Amazing. That's
which was unreal. So I think she's probably my favorite artist now. But I also quite like kind of Jackson Marshall, Osiris, who I feel like are less talked about. Mm-hmm. So I quite like that aspect that, like, not all, like, good artists are played on the radio, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And also, Chloe, since we've been in a room together, we've been listening to quite a bit of rap, which I quite like.
Yeah.
And Don Toliver, that's one of our favorites.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, what about you?
So I'd say my favorite artist overall is SZA. But anything that's like R&B, and I love R&B and I also love rap. I think that's mainly come from my mum, who's also discovered a ton of artists, which I'd love to share with you guys sometime. She's discovered a ton of artists, and I take it from her playlist and I listen to them. I've also discovered some artists myself, which are like kind of underground, which I love. I love Malcolm Todd. If you ever get a
earrings.
Chance, listen to Earrings. Yeah. But big ones. I'm not a fan of his personality, but his music I love. I love Kanye West. And same goes for Drake. I don't love his personality, but I love his music. What about you, Sophia?
I have quite a diverse music taste, and it kind of changes quite often. My current favorite song is Superpowers by Daniel Caesar. I'm not sure if you know it. I love that song. I also loved listening to Queen, and I pulled up my Spotify Adore playlist, of course. I love Tyler, the Creator, and songs like that, but also I'm a sucker for some jazz. My mum's...
I agree.
And me and Gigi are going to start a jazz band. We're going to do some Fever, which is going to be exciting. I love listening to Guns N' Roses because of my dad and my sister. That's their type of music. And yeah, I really like diverse stuff, listening to classical music, jazz, and everything, basically.
I feel like we all have quite different views on, like, playlists and things, because I have, like, around 30 or 40 playlists, but Chloe only has one.
I only have one.
What's your stand on that, Sophia?
Well, I've got two, actually. Well, I've got my classical ones, which are different. I've got a six-hour Adore playlist with all the, like, Tyler, the Creator, and Guns N' Roses, like, loads of diverse music. And then I also have a 30-hour jazz playlist.
Oh, my God.
Which... I basically found all the jazz songs which I revise to or just chill with, which is really nice. Yeah, it's mostly songs that I'd enjoy singing or that I really respect the singers and the performers.
Do you guys like Tyler, the Creator's new album, Chromacopia? It's like the song on it, that's Sync Chroma, isn't it? But I actually love the album. I think some of the songs are quite intense, but some
yeah,
of the songs
I
like,
agree.
Like Him are amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like it is quite an acquired taste, but I have
agree.
To say I was never like a huge Tyler, the Creator fan. I did like Peach Fuzz. That was like a big one on my rotation quite recently. But then like he released the album and I was like, damn, like this is really good.
I didn't like Tyler, the Creator until Amy, one of our friends, introduced I Am the Grinch by Tyler, the Creator. And I listened to that. And I was like, who is this person? And I started researching, looking on Spotify for his songs, you know. I really, really love his style.
I love, are we still friends on your playlist? And
yeah.
I'm like, that
it's,
is...
It's the top of my playlist.
I feel like an artist for me that I've, like, loved for, like, a long time is Justin Bieber.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I feel like it's really, like, I'm really sad because he hasn't done an album for a long time or a song.
Is it true that he's doing a tour?
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Because I saw that on TikTok, but I'm not sure if it's
true. Rumors?
Is it rumors?
That's a good question.
I feel like another reason I like R&B is because it's quite, like, it can be two different things. Like, you can, it can be, like, study music, or sometimes it can be, like, really get up and go, or, like, just kind of music you put on while you're doing, like, skincare or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
So we're in year 10 and we are doing the first year of our GCSE run up. But I just want to know, like, what subjects, well, I know what subjects you guys do, but like,
should we tell everyone else?
Yeah, let's tell everyone else what subjects you guys do and what do you like and what do you not like.
So we do the obvious ones. All three of us do math, double English,
one science.
I do biology.
I do bio as well.
We're in the same class. And Chloe does what sciences?
I do. Technically four.
So, I'm not big on humanities or language, but I do bio, chemistry, and physics, and computer science, which I love. But it's quite hard because I'm the only girl in my class, and whenever I walk down, like, I am the only girl going down there. I see a bunch of boys coming up. But apart from that, I love it. But what do you guys do that you love?
I feel like probably my favorite subject is, like, either French and Spanish or, like, art. Because I feel like art isn't, like, it's not, like, a lesson. It's, like, you just kind of go.
And I agree.
Like, it's kind of, like, wind down time. Like, apart from when you're, like, working towards, like, coursework or something, when you actually, like, there's pressure on you a bit. It's, like, still, like, enjoyable.
That's the same with drama,
yeah.
I agree because even with the coursework, it's... Well, I think it's because it's our interest. You enjoy it more. And for example, when I'm devising something, you're still learning, yet you're performing at the same time. Do you enjoy? I hear that art's quite intense. Have you found that? And is that what you enjoy or?
I feel like there is quite a lot of things to do, and there's a lot of like times when you have to go into the art department and put in like extra time. But I feel like it's not, like, intense work that you have to do when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just, like, creating and, like, being, like, a bit outside your comfort zone, but still, it's, like, fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also one of those subjects that you can listen to music to when you do.
Yeah, that is good, yeah.
Bit of a crossover.
Yeah. Can we talk about what we're focusing on for this podcast, if that's okay? So I've got a lot of lists and we've discussed this a lot. We just wanted to let you guys know what, as this is a trailer, what you'll be seeing, even though you heard a bit of it from the intro. We are planning to take deep dives and hot takes on all different subjects. For example, I'm really interested in business and the study in school/work aspect of it. We're all interested in music, as you've already heard. We want to learn about wellness, lifestyle, and the performing arts. How about, do you want to say more?
Adding to that, we're also going to look at food. I love, like, seeing stuff on my TikTok, and, like, I've got, like, over the weekends I'll go take the recipes and I'll make them because I love cooking and I feel like it's a really good skill to have. And I want to be a good cook when I'm older. So I'd love to share that with you guys.
You are a good cook.
Thank you. I mean, I do make bowl cakes in the kitchen.
I'm not so much.
If you guys want to know, I can tell you the recipe, but
we actually don't have one.
It's bowl soup. That's what you mean.
I'm also really interested in I do, like, I've just started investing, and I feel like it's a really important skill to have. I'd love to, like, talk about, like, the stuff. It's more serious topic than music and stuff, and I'm not sure if you guys would be interested.
No, I think that's worth discussing about.
And I'd love to, like, talk about, like, the companies that I think are, like, as a younger person, are, like, good to look out for. But, yeah, what about you, Deej?
Back on the food thing, I feel like we're both quite big fans of, like, Asian food.
Love Asian
and
food.
And just, like, everything Asian food, and, like, we're quite good with spicy things. Yeah. And also, Sophia is dairy-free, so I think so she's got quite a lot to talk about on that.
Yeah, I do love some baking, and I'm interested in... This summer, actually, I'm going to be making a cookbook for allergies. So I think there's not only a gap in the market, but there's also something I'm really interested in, as when I was a child, there was limited stuff I could eat and have as desserts because of my dairy allergy. And I think it's the same with gluten, celiacs, nut allergies and stuff like that. I think it's really important to have a cookbook for children who are able to, like, have stuff and substitute it that they can use and feel comfortable with, and not have to be worried, like, what if this doesn't work, it's not got dairy in. And over my few years over my life, I've done a lot of baking and cooking. I've got scrum pizza that works really well.
Really well, I can confirm.
Yeah. I made pizza pumpkins for Gigi's party, which are
really good.
Very popular. And I think it's important to have, especially for children, for example, for the parents, something that you can just give your children that's easy and they can do themselves without struggle, and they can do it even if they have an allergy, because with an allergy it's very segregating sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great, because I was gluten and dairy free for a while. I still kind of am, but I just don't really do it anymore. But, like, all the stuff you make, I'm, like, astounded, because it's actually really good.
It looks, and it is amazing. It doesn't look amazing.
I recently made NYC chocolate chip cookies.
Oh my god, those are unreal.
And Oreo cookies, thank you. They're really nice. They're so thick. They're like...
really good.
They're really, really... They're thick cookies instead of thin ones. Also, top tip for cookie making. If you make a big batter and you don't want to eat them all, then you can put them in cling film and roll it up, and then you can just chop some off and cook
it
later.
Put them in the freezer.
Yeah, put it in the freezer, and then whenever you want cookies, you can have a batch of 6 cookies or something, and it will stay in a cookie shape more because you froze it. Oh. Recommend.
Great top tip.
Cool.
Thank you.
On here it says revision techniques, so we're probably going to touch on that, and just to touch on it now. What do you guys think works best for you if we're talking more, like, study-wise?
That's different.
I feel like there is still time to kind of figure it out for us, but I feel like we've done, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, CE and also, like, midterms and stuff. And I feel like a technique that works for me is, like kind of learning it. I do it by walking, because I feel like that's just kind of, like, I'm a kinetic learner,
Gigi,
so by moving
I,
while I do
right
it,
out.
We just kind of walk around house, and then we get back, then we get our whiteboards, and then we write down what we remember, which is great, because it kind of gets your active.
I think teaching each other and testing each other is really helpful.
Yeah.
Gigi and I, in bio a lot, I do this thing, which annoys her a bit, but it's okay, where she goes, like, what's this? And then I'll ask her, so what's this? And then she'll say the answer, and I'll say, what's the answer? And, like, vice versa. It makes sense if you know what I'm talking about.
No, but it really helps us out. It doesn't annoy me at all. It's really handy.
Oh, thank you.
And that repetition as well, I feel like that's a big thing when you're revising.
I found that I've really struggled to focus in my dorm. And so I've been going to the library. We have amazing library here at Wellington, which is really focused. And writing on whiteboards I found has really helped. And also I find that to revise I have to have time outside before or after, or closer and make sure I'm balancing it with other stuff. How about you, Chloe?
I'll say I'm definitely a visual learner. Diagrams really help for me. And also finding a different space to my room. So before the recent exams we had, I went to the library with Sophia.
Yeah.
And if you want to, like, I feel like it's very nice to have someone with you. Learning together is a really good thing to do because you can teach each other, which has actually proven to be one of the best methods.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteboard is definitely good because you can write it out over and over again.
Yeah.
It may not be fun, but it definitely works. And I don't do many languages. I don't know many definitions stuff. I feel like things like history and I'm not sure about dance, but maybe need more definitions. But
yeah.
I like definitely practice before exams, like problem solving for like computer science and maths and physics. I get the problems and it's always good to learn from your mistakes. So like make sure to highlight and annotate the stuff that you have done wrong to make sure you learn from it. Yeah.
I also feel like having a good set of notes that aren't just like pretty, but also like cover everything, and also condensing it, which makes you like think about what you're writing instead of just like writing it out.
Yeah.
I find that helps most on paper because most exams are like on paper unless you've like got like typing concession and all that. I think good notes on paper definitely help. And also if you're on your laptop, because most of the work we do is on OneNote, I feel like that's quite good if you don't have a whiteboard, because it's easy to write down, rub it out, or just make quick notes, you know, any of that.
Yeah, I agree. How do you guys find using a laptop? And also, do you think making notes is the best way, or would you prefer, because I definitely agree, especially with bio, like if it takes a lot of time to make the notes, do you think maybe it would be better to just go straight into drawing and stuff, but then you wouldn't have it for later? What's your guys' opinions on that?
Yeah, I think having good notes is important. And like, I get what you mean about writing them out.
Yeah.
But I have my CGP guide with me, which is really helpful. I recommend to get one. I use that and I go in with that straight away. And then I rewrite the notes, but on a whiteboard instead.
Okay.
But, that's my take on notes. And how about you?
I feel like one thing that really helps me is like not only like color coding things, like, because I feel like that makes me, because I'm like quite a visual learner, I feel like that helps, but also coming back to your point about diagrams, I feel like that really helps, and also physically drawing it.
Yeah.
Like for bio, we had to like learn the heart. I feel like physically drawing it made me like remember it, even if it was like a really bad drawing. It still worked, you know?
Yeah. Another thing Gigi and I, and Chloe, I'm sure you've done too, is we do little gestures and movements.
Oh, yeah.
For example, in bio, we'll do like respiration. I'm not going to say it because I'm convinced I might get it wrong, but it's fine.
It worked in the test.
Yeah, we got it right. And basically, we do little gestures we think correlate to what the topic is. For example, if you've got a hillside, maybe you, and one of them's a headland and the other's like a bay, you do one of your arms.
Hand actions.
Yeah. You can't see me, but I'm doing hand actions right now, and then you're able to see how it affects, and it makes a physical interaction with your body that your memory remembers more.
And also, you can bring your hands into the exam, which is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't bring a whiteboard, but you can bring your hands.
Yeah.
Very true.
Another thing, probably last thing, as we're at 38 right now, but I think we've all like been in like, just like at school, we've all been in like pressured moments, or like moments where like our feelings kind of out of control. Like, I know you with your performances, like when you go onto big stages, like you when you're like running up and you have like art due or like the scholarship due, and you have to like you know, I remember your folder being all over the dorm with like your mail-in, which you did get top 10 in, which was a very big deal. And then the moments where I felt pressure was probably like you know, the moments in tennis when you're like serving for a big point, or like another, like speeches.
Or even when you have like a scholarship thing due. Because those are quite big projects. Normally.
Like that amazing performance recently you did where you tried to get on, be the only person on the hot air balloon.
Oh yeah, the speech. Yeah, I find public speaking like extremely stressful. And this is why this is way better than public speaking to me, just chatting with you guys. But yeah, we could always talk about how we dealt with those feelings.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do that in deep detail.
I feel like mine is sleeping or eating.
binge eating.
Yeah. But no, I feel
topic
like...
topic needs to be discussed.
But like making things, like I'm thinking about that instead of exams. So like if I'm making something to eat or if I'm like... Also, just going to bed, like turning your brain off for a bit.
Yeah. And do you struggle to get to sleep though? Because I feel like, especially in exam times, I try hold all the information, and it's an hour and a half passes by, and I'm still thinking about Spanish, like language.
I saw a really good hack for that the other day. So you think about like three different things, and then you spell them out, and then you think of like things that like, if it's like an acronym, like if I thought of the word like. Food. It's like an acronym, F-O-O-D.
Yeah.
Then you think of like words that start with F-O-O and D. And then like your brain gradually turns off and you're also not thinking about things that you have to do.
And then once you've done the F-O-O-D, what do you do next?
Another word.
From those words?
From any word.
Ah.
Or like like
podcast, P-O-D-C.
What, and then you like branch words off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for my end of years yesterday? Last year, my end of year exams last year, the break, which was an hour before our English exam, I decided to make four acronyms, which I thought I could learn in the space of 30 minutes, but I actually did manage to learn them. And they were, I think they were like Haribo, another word, and I wrote them on my paper. And I remembered each quote, but having 30 minutes to do that. So that was a really good technique, and I think acronyms is a big
big thing that helps for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Like our GAMS in geography.
Yeah,
glucose
in geography.
Bio.
So that was our little intro for today. But we've got tons more to come, so make sure to join in next time.
Thank you for listening to Unfiltered. Bye.
Bye.